Now this is a dictation for Sharon Travis, T-R-A-V as in Victor, I-S, November 2744. Address as a letter to Dr. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L, 775-6472. Dear Terry, a follow-up for Mrs. Travis with chronic kidney disease, last visit in January, comes accompanied with husband. Blood pressure at home has been running high. Medications were adjusted. It started on losartan, initially 25, presently 50 milligrams, on top of HCTC, potassium-sparing diuretics, Norvasc. Prior prazosin, PRAZOSIN, was discontinued. According to husband, she's doing salt restriction. She has some depression, unquestioned memory issues, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Presently, no edema, claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Blood pressure at home fluctuates in the 120s to 140s, over 60s and 70s, most of the time well controlled. She is on antidepressant medications, inhalers, cholesterol management, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 120 over 60. She appears on no respiratory distress, oxygenation room air 95%, normal speech, respiratory, cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no major edema, no involuntary movements or focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is July, creatinine 1.7, baseline is 1.4 to 1.5. She has done few isolated high numbers and then returning to normal. Excuse me, then returning to baseline. Present GFR will be 30, stage 3 to 4, normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. PTH has been elevated 180, mild anemia 13.2. Many years back documented small kidneys. ...8.4 on the right, 7.7 on the left. This is 2012. At that time, no obstruction or urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD 3 to 4. Continue to monitor. No indication for dialysis. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, blood pressure presently well controlled. I have no objections to the use of losartan. Continue to monitor potassium creatinine. Many years back, small kidneys. Can she have renal artery stenosis? Yes. Will a procedure at this point in time when the kidneys are so small make a difference? Probably not. And the associated risk of IV contrast or cholesterol embolite or any complications with sedation or procedure. Next number, we start dialysis for GFR less than 15 and symptoms, which is not the case. We do anemia treatment for hemoglobin less than 10. Present potassium and acid base is stable. There has been no need to add phosphorus binders. There is mild degree of hyperparathyroidism. Treatment is Rocaltrol. No indications yet. Nutrition is normal. Also the question if she will benefit from the new medications like Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E, or Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A. She is very close to the limit that the medication is allowed with the GFR around 30, sometimes 25. We'll see if the next numbers shows back to baseline and improving. I will not oppose that. Monitoring carefully with side effects, hydration status, and potential complications of infections. All these issues were discussed with the patient and husband in great detail. Plan to see them back in November, end of dictation.